欢迎收听可可英语独家专栏节目可可 Radio， 我是安夏，安静的安，夏天的夏。微信关注公众号安夏说英语，可以关注到其他的节目内容哦。 We are talking about ways to manage stress creatively， 帮你管理压力的方法。You don't have to be a torture artist， 并不是只有苦难才能够出诗人。 It's easy to use drugs, alcohol, and other crutches to enhance our creativity. We are too disoriented to be thinking about the future or the past.And we just focus on what's directly in front of us. We can't express ourselves without these crutches. And other crutches to enhance our creativity. 用药物、酒精或者其他的辅助品通常能够很容易地增强我们的创造力。因为它把我们弄迷糊了，让我们看不到未来和过去。只能着眼于当下。其实只要主动地着眼于当下，我们即使不用这些东西，也能发挥出自己的创造力。Take care of yourself, mind and body. 照顾好你自己，心灵与身体都要。Putting my creativity and my work first. I often neglect to eat.Exercise, even stand up from my desk. I spend a whole year in non-stop pain. Constant doctors, which only cause me to feel depressed, sad, and useless. And I realized that how I feel physically and mentally is more important than the work I create. Taking care of myselfincludes natural, such as acupuncture, herbs, and vitamins as my only form of medicine. I'm learning how to say no to social pressures in favor of my own well-being. 我曾把创造力和工作放在第一，经常忽视吃饭、锻炼，甚至从桌边站起来。我花了整整一年的时间不停地找医生治疗，而这些只会让我感到沮丧、悲伤和无助。我现在意识到，比起我创作的作品，身心健康更为重要。我照顾自己的方法包括所有的自然疗法，比如说针灸、草药和维生素，唯一可以算是药物的东西。为了有利于我自己的幸福，我在学习如何对社会压力说不。更多正能量英语，请关注可可英语可可 Radio， 也欢迎关注我的微信公众号安夏说英语。